Blog Talk Radio.
You and thank you so much, my Stars of Heaven with Network listeners, for being here on this terrific Tuesday, joining yours truly for this special presentation that I want to bring to you. And I tell you, my tone at this time is really far different than the tone I had for the past couple of hours. I had to blast a witch this morning and been blasting and cursing some things from the woods for hours. And I tell you, I had set it for four, but since I got up early, I had set it for an earlier time. But I had to set the time up a couple of times to kind of to get into prayer and get my spirit right so I could really, really, really minister this blessing, this special presentation in the spirit in which it was intended. And so after going in prayer and woo-sighing and praying and meditating, and I'm here, and I'm glad that you have joined me for this special presentation. And I'm certainly not going to put along the time because there's some things I want to get to before I minister from the BOC Chronicles. Glory be to God. The BOC Chronicles, the crushing, the defeat of the beast of the field, the bride, queen groomed. And I tell you, that's a lot to say. And I'm just excited to be here with you with the first entry from this journal. I birthed this last year, and I'm really excited about it. I haven't come to you in a while from the BOC Chronicles, which basically is a journal that I kind of use to record my warfare or anything the Lord gives me as it relates to how to keep my sword sharpened, amen, keep my edge pierced, and so I can be able to use it. And I tell you, this birthing, it really has been a blessing, because when I birthed it, I was going through warfare, and he always gives me an opening that speaks to that time and beyond. And I'm sure I've had a lot of things that I could have written in my chronicles, in my journal, outside of this one, but I really wanted to come to you with this as a new entry in the year 5778, because we are really in a warfare, and I tell you, it's a spiritual warfare, and we win. We win. We're victorious. I'm a victorious bride. Great is he that's in me, in you, that he is in the world. And we're more than conquerors to him that loves us. Amen. And the word of God is full of declarations, decrees of that truth. Amen. Greater is he that's in me, he that's in the world. And we're more than conquerors to him that loves us. And so I just want to use this chronicle that the Lord gave me, because it chronicles, it speaks in, I write in order and how he gives me those victories. And those victories are given to me, amen. I'm able to overcome by following his divine orders, amen. And that's why he gave me the word chronicles, because chronicle speaks of order, amen. And those chronicle orders, that holy order, becomes a chronicle. It becomes a volume. Hallelujah. And truly the word of the Lord is true. And he said, behold, I come in the volume of the book that's written of me. So I'm excited about this new entry, because it truly is the crushing defeat of the serpent's head. Glory be God. It's truly the defeat of the beast of the field, those things that will try to come and intrude in our life, amen, and those things that will try to impede on and intrude on our holiness, amen, and our peace. And glory be to God. And so today, I'm happy to be crowned today, and I know that you're being crowned with his loving kindness and his tender mercies. And so I just want to take a minute to just expound on the BOC Chronicles. Those of you who are new, glory be to God, to Brides of Christ Women's Ministries. Those of you who are new to the Stars of Heaven Network, I just want to just quickly share and touch on this birthing. And I hope it will inspire you to begin to chronicle and journal whatever it is the Lord has given you, amen, because it really is something to that you can reflect on later, amen, and it kind of encourages me in a lot of ways. It encourages me to rehearse the victories, amen, and to look back on how he brought me through and following that instruction, being obedient to what he told me to do, and how he will bring forth and establish that testimony, amen. Which why we overcome, amen, because the word of God says, for they overcame them by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony. So I'm excited about this new entry. But before I get into the new entry, I just wanted to also praise and thank God for the new equinox that we're in, according to the Levitical calendar, the Jewish calendar. We have entered a new equinox, and I'm excited about it because it speaks of the latter rains, the rains. And, this is a time that we're entering to a new season where we're seeing that the sun will be retreating a lot earlier in the day, which will give us longer nights, amen. And so I kind of been feeling the shift in the adjustment of the new season, and I hope that you are on your prophetic wheel calendar, your Levitical wheel calendar for your life, amen, and that speaks to your harvest, your ongoing harvest, and definitely the fruits of the Spirit. And I put on my Facebook post this morning and share with you this exhortation about this time. Because even though we're still on the Gregorian calendar, the Caesar calendar, I live by and live my life according to the Levitical calendar of God. And this exhortation that I put on this morning was to help you get aligned, hallelujah, on your Levitical calendar, which is unique to each and every one of us. And that's why I speak a lot about being and standing in the flow of your own life, because only the Lord knows the times and seasons that he put in his own hands, amen. And we know in part and we prophesy in part, amen. But certainly we have a more sure word of prophecy. And that sure more word of prophecy is a word that will keep us, amen, in the flow, amen, of his blessings, will keep us in his presence, amen, keep us communing with him by way of the Holy Spirit, amen. So, as I shared with you this morning on my Facebook post regarding the month of Chet, which represents eight, which means rain, amen, that which is withering, amen, being watered, it represents increase in produce, glory be to God, because without water, seeds can't grow, amen. And I put on my Facebook post what I was reminded of on 10/11/17. I was really noticing a lot of rain that we were having here in the beautiful city of Chicago. And my spirit was already there in what the Lord was saying. And he was letting me know that the rain was a natural indication of the turning of the seasons, especially if it's unusual rain, amen. And I take notice of those things, and that's something you take notice of in the earth realm as well. When you see certain spiritual, weather conditions, that speaks directly to what the heavens is doing, amen. And so we've had a reprieve from the rain for a couple of days, and it's back again. And I tell you, the rain is a blessing. It really is. Rain represents deliverance. It represents washing and cleansing. And in this new month, it represents, the reality of our spiritual life. Amen. And again, this month is a month that is integrated by inspiration of Tisri, because that was the last season that just folded for us, and now we're entering into a new season. And so this month really, really speaks to how we can remain in the jubilee of God, because 50 is the numeric value of the month of Nun, which represents 50. And 50 is such a whole, full number, amen. And I pray that as we enter this new season, this new equinox, which is really going to be a long one, because it's going to come from this in October, we enter into November, December, really it's going to be a long one into spring, you know, and that's how I kind of correlated and calculated because of the equinox, which is also entering into the winter months. So it's good to have that alignment, understanding what God is saying with you personally as it relates to your life and any appointments and His will, and stand in His will and understanding the will of God for your life, amen, and most importantly, stand in the flow. And as I shared with you on the 11th, on 10/11, on a post that I posted about the rains and about Noah, and how that 40 days and that 40 nights was a time of being in the ark, amen. And at that time when I wrote that post, I really felt like that these are the days of Noah, and that we have to really build and take cover, amen, and make sure that we are in a place of safety, amen, and thank God for the Lord Jesus, that he is our ark, amen, he is our high tower, he's our shield, our buckler, amen, and he's the one that's covering us, his blood is covering us, his body shed for us, has broken for us, is covering us, and now he himself is now dwelling in us. by the Holy Spirit. I'm just going to quickly just give a quick synopsis of the rest of next month's offering, because I'm working on bringing to close October's offering. So on Thursday, I will be doing the benediction, salutation for October's offering, and we'll be preparing for November's offering. But I just really want to just come to you and to prepare you and help you get aligned for the season that we're already in, according to the Levitical calendar. And that normally turns over, I coincide that with the constellations in the second heavens, which is the firmament of heaven, which is the second heavens, which where the stars and the planets and the moon and stuff is located. And all this stuff, all these things work together. Amen. And that's why I'm so glad that the Lord really, really, and I was obedient in launching the Stars of Heaven Network and not being afraid to share the revelations that I had come into about the constellations and about understanding what they mean. Amen. And not just as astrological signs, but truly understanding that in certain times and certain seasons, under certain moons, from one new moon to another new moon, as is stated in Isaiah, that there's always a transitioning, amen. And those transitionings speak to us, amen. And again, the universe is aligned with heaven, amen. So that's why it's really important for you to keep your second heavens, amen, clear. It's so important to keep your earthly vessel, your heart, clear and pure, so you can hear and see what the Spirit is saying. Now, the constellation that's represented in this new month is Scorpio, and it's represented by the scorpion, and it's the word that is derived from ekev, which means heel. And again, that speaks of the serpent. And I'm so blessed to present this in this time where I'm speaking about my journals of the defeat of the crushing defeat of the serpent. Amen. Because truly, the Lord did that. Amen. When he died on the cross of Calvary, when he was resurrected. Amen. Our Blessed Mother, amen, bruised his heel, amen, with her seed by birthing our Lord and Savior. She bruised his head and redeemed my spiritual positioning as a daughter, amen, by her yes to the Lord, amen. And I tell you, it's a blessing to be redeemed from the curse of the law, amen. So I'm blessed to be here in the newness of life, amen. And as I continue to write and share with you regarding this month, I also touched on how important it is to watch and pray, amen, because as the Word of God says, your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion seeking whoever he may devour. And Jesus and him commissioning the 12 disciples and charging them that the blessing of being filled with the power of the Holy Ghost is that if they drink any deadly poison, if they were bitten by any serpent, by no means it would hurt them. And I believe that literally and spiritually, amen. And so, I thank God for his healing balm, amen, that he knows how to heal us when we've been stung, amen, by serpents, amen. And even as Paul, when he encountered a serpent, he just shook it off. Amen. So I'm just praising and thanking God for this month. And the tribe that is represented by Manasseh, which speaks of the breath of God, amen. And so I hope that this month will be a month where you really, really, really will come into the fullness of the Holy Spirit, that you will be able to really celebrate the new covenant, glory be to God, that comes after the rain. Amen. And that sign of the covenant after the rains, after the ark came to rest, that Noah was in for 40 days and 40 nights, was the rainbow, amen? And that's God's covenant sign with us, that he's with us, is the rainbow. And so I'm excited to touch on this one today, because I'm preparing the montage for November, and I'll definitely get in more depth of this later on. But I just wanted to touch on it with you and share with you how important it is for you to get aligned. And if you feel an emotional toil, or feel like you're imbalanced, that's okay. That means, or you feel like you're kind of distant or disconnected, that's okay, because you're just moving into a different dispensation of time and grace, amen. And this is a big help. And I often tell people, you need to understand how the universe works. You need to understand times and seasons. You need to understand what God is saying in your life. You need to understand how important it is for you to live holy, to be in obedience, amen. And definitely be careful who you connect with, amen, because we want to connect with people who are truly saved and truly are for you, amen. One thing I've learned is that his favor is not where have I gone or have not gone before me. I don't have no business being there, amen. I go where my favor is, and the Lord leads me where my favor is. And so there's no trial and error on my part in that, because I know he loves me, amen. I know the thoughts that he has towards me, thoughts of love, thoughts of peace to give me and expect it in. So I'm glad to have ministered to you in your own time, and you can check it out. But what I want to do quickly is to share with you what inspired this sharing, because it's really not a word. I didn't want it to be wordy, you know. I just wanted to share with you what was in my heart. I was before the Lord the other day, and I journaled it. I was writing it down as I was speaking to him, because as I was speaking to him, I really was amazed at how in this new entry I could see where I've grown. I could see how he's moved in my life. And I journaled it because it was something that I felt would be a blessing to those who would receive it. So, and it really speaks to the next generation. And that's why I wanted to bring it forth under the Children's Bread Ministry broadcast. And in my writing and just ministering to the Lord, it also spoke to the new dominion that I've been ministering on. And as I began to write, and as I began to just pray and write out my feelings, because this entry was basically just a prayer or just a cry, and I was just writing and what I was feeling at the time. And I find that when I write my feelings out, or when I'm talking to the Lord through my meditation of thought in communion with him, I can kind of hear and see more clearly what it is he's saying. Because a lot of times when we are in meditation and we're praying, it's really him putting those thoughts in our heart. It's really him that's giving us those feelings and emotions so that we can birth in his desire. And I feel that this is what he actually was doing. And because being filled with the Holy Spirit is so precious, you know, when you are so one with him, become one with him, that your thoughts become his thoughts, it becomes just a harmony. It just comes out as a oneness. And so that's the beauty about allowing the Lord to press himself upon you and being a canvas, amen, where he can write his thoughts on you. It was just a meditation that was really beautiful, really, really beautiful. And as I shared with you in my entry, they were just sentiments and thoughts that became very expressive and vivid. Amen. It became like an appeal and a declaration, because the more I wrote, the bolder my spirit got and more aggressive I became in my writing. And I began to feel that it was coming from the mind of the spirit. And that's what I'm going to start in sharing this with you, because a lot of times when I'm writing, when I use the word I, a lot of times it's him saying I. Amen. So a lot of times what I'm sharing with you, that I is I in him. Amen. And so when I speak of I, even if it is him, he's working and speaking through me, so I can say I can own the I. Is I am that I am. Amen. So I started this prayer appeal with him when I speak of I'm going to be reading from my notes, so bear with me if I'm kind of choppy in my delivery. I try to keep it cohesive and flowing. But I began this insert with when I speak of this and the next generation, I do so from the place of the mind of the spirit. And the next generation, I do so from the place in my heart and from the mind of the spirit, and on how I can help be true, how I can help be a true restorer of the path to dwell in. And in trying to empower this and the next generation. And my train of thought after sharing that was me sharing with the Lord that, you know, as I'm praying about the next generation, as I share with you, you know, thinking about my children and my grandchildren and seeing how they're growing, I was just talking to the Lord about, you know, what can I do to attune my spirit where I can be effective in the earth realm. And as I began to write, I began to see that what was emerging was a fresh perspective. And that's why I entitled this A Fresh Perspective from Soul to Spirit, because this really is a shifting. It really is a shifting. And as I was sharing with you about me moving into a new realm and a new arena that he's taking me into, where that we can really, where I can really be effective in the community of helping these young people come into their identity, their true identity. And the thing that really blessed me with this is what the Lord was really sharing with me as I was talking to him. He was giving me the feedback and agreeing with me, and agreeing with me, he was also correcting me or refining what I was saying, or giving me a new revelation. Or it was just a beautiful exchange I was having with him. But I was just sharing with him about how I know that that we need a fresh perspective, amen. And a lot of our young people have that fresh perspective, and a lot of that they're trying to understand and developing their voice, amen, has to come by us understanding really what their charge is, amen. Not trying to press upon them a dogma or indoctrinating them with what we feel they ought to know, but understanding what they need, preparing them for really the world that is and is to come, because we're leaving this world to them, amen? And as mothers and fathers in the spirit, we have that charge, amen? And so what he was sharing with me, what I was sharing with him was the intent that we need to have, and not trying to press upon them what we want them to know, amen, and that whatever we share with them will be in the best interest of what they need to know. And I truly believe we need to have a relationship with Father God, with our Creator, for them to be able to do that, amen. And when we live, simply live the example, amen. I only can speak for myself and how I raised my children. And I remember there was a defining moment in raising them where the Lord had me just pull away from the church and begin to deal with me about how he wanted me to live this thing out, not just for my sake, for my spirituality, for my growth at the time, but for my children, and how I was trying to press upon them what I was learning, amen, and which is okay if it's coming by way of the Word of God, but at that time I really was really impressionable by ministers that I was under, amen, and that was probably due because I had not come into my full identity of who I was, and that was okay, but the Lord really was trying to quicken me at that time, because he did not want anything to land or harden with my children that would give them a perception of God that was not what he wanted them to have, amen. So my growing, amen, my spirituality, my him being quickening me, and me hungering and thirsting after him, and really getting into that secret place for him, letting him show me, letting him teach me, letting him reveal to me who my children were spiritually, and how he wanted me to minister to them, how he wanted to impart himself to them through me, amen. Not always referring them to the church or to someone else, amen, because that's our charge, and I say that not to condemn, amen. That was one of the reasons why I had to take my rightful place and really had to really pull away, because he said, no, you are the one that I'm going to use, or supposed to use, to have that spiritual authority and have that covering. And I tell you, when I did that and I began to take my rightful place and I began to pray and over my children and speak the word and let him anoint me, amen. And when I went to church, that the first line of defense was first and foremost the Lord and the blood, and then it was me. And I tell you, when I began to do that, testing time came. Amen. The enemy was angry and tried to test, and because of that covenant, amen, the blood covenant, the enemy was not able to take my children. Amen. Mm-hmm. So I'm praising and thanking God for that time where I allowed him to do what he wanted to do, amen, and allowed him to show me that he could be a father to my children, amen, and he could be my husband, man, amen, and help me raise my children as a single parent. And so my train of thought in this part of the entry was speaking to the intent, amen, and not trying to deliberately alter our children and allowing them to grow organically, amen, and not just organically, but spiritually, amen, and allow them to be who they were predestined to be according to the Creator, amen, who created them. And so I was just really crying out to God, because I'm like, Lord, I'm seeing how the new heavens and the new earth is being formed. It's a new civilization. A lot of things that I see in the earth realm and in society with our young people, and even as, you know, being African American and African American boys and young women, how to speak to this new generation. And I've been really gleaming from some people and some foundations and organizations on how to do that, amen, and how to work with these organizations and work with these people who really have a desire to do that, amen. And one of the things that the Lord was pressing upon me as I was writing this, with this fresh perspective, amen, from soul to spirit, because, again, the Lord made us as a living soul, but he wants to come and speak to us by spirit. And so that speaks directly to making sure that we are speaking to our children by way of spirit. Yes, they need to know our heritage and where we came from and need to know all those things, but it's by the spirit that their things are going to change, amen? And when we teach them that spiritual foundation of being spirit beings and being spirit-filled, having a connection with God, amen, and knowing who they are, amen, and letting them know that, that their identity comes from not just from those who gave birth to them, and being able to identify from those of the past who paved the way for us to become who we are, but know that the source of who they are came from who created them, amen, and teach them and show them how to live in the spirit, amen, in their spirit, in the spirit of truth, amen, and so they can be a restorer of the past to dwell in. And one thing I really don't want this generation and the next generation to do is to have to repeat the sins of the father, amen, and that's why the Lord was sharing with me, and he gave me a scripture where he said he was speaking to many who wanted to follow him, and he said, let the dead bury the dead. Take up the cross and follow me. Amen. A lot of people who paved the way for a lot of movements, a lot of people who are spiritual leaders of this time or the time before, unless God anoint them afresh and anew, we have to keep it moving. Amen. We have to make sure we stay anointed and fresh and have a present day anointing, not according to religion and tradition or being trendy and fatty and in doctrine, but truly in spirit and truth, where the people can live this thing. Amen. They can actually be able to live in this world and be able to socialize and live among other people who are different from them. Amen. And that's something that I had to come to learn at 51 years old. Amen. Everybody's not going to believe the way you believe. Amen. And one thing we do have in common, and that we are as human beings. Amen. And so I thank God for letting me know that and being willing to let him stretch me, amen, and say, no, I represent my whole deity. Who I am was for humanity. I died for the sins of the whole world. And if we can begin to allow him to move us in different places and allow him to stretch us and release certain prejudice and release certain ideologies that we want to hold on to and push on other people and allow other people just to be who they are supposed to be, who they're ordained to be, especially our children, we will see that. Amen. And it takes, as a people, to be delivered for some things that we have suffered in the past, even as a people culturally. Amen. Because God has been good. Yes, he has. He's been good. What he was saying to me was, let the dead bury the dead, take up your cross and follow me. And another thing that he was sharing with me was he reminded me of the choosing of the 12 disciples, and that the leaders that he's bringing forth now, those who he are raising up, he said he wanted me to look at the example of how he chose the 12 disciples, because whatever message that they have to deliver or speak to their generations and generations to follow, looking at how Jesus chose the 12 disciples and how those 12 disciples were faithful in keeping the message, amen, will determine its authenticity, amen, and how effective they will be, amen. And one of the things that I have come to understand in birthing and Brides of Christ Women's Ministry was how to protect that, how to govern that, amen. Again, the Lord committed his word to faithful men. And one of the things that I have seen with a lot of different moves and that was started by people who really had a genuine desire to bring change, how that movement or how that message got lost and marred by people who did not have the best interest of the founder in heart. And a lot of people who may have, who started a lot of movements or foundations had to kind of, you know, scrap it and do something else or start anew because they trusted people or put people in their positions and that were not qualified. That were not qualified. And that's one of the things that he was sharing with me about moving forward and helping the next generation have that longevity, amen, and that impact they need to have. And I'm looking at the time, and I see I'm not going to get through all of this today, but I'm going to make time to come back tomorrow or Thursday to finish this because it's really, really important that I share all of what the Lord is saying, you know, and the things that he shared with me and the things that I was inspired to write in helping our young people. And it's just not about what I wrote and what he was sharing. It's something that I know is going to come to pass as I help my children, amen. It's happening now, amen. And rearing my children and helping my daughter and my son understand the dynamics of covenant, people they make covenant with. How important it is for them to be gate men and gate women, how to watch and how to pray so those moves, those messages that they have won't get lost, won't be obscured, won't be tainted, won't be marred. Amen. So when I come back, I'm going to pick up from the place of the example of Christ and how you can if God has called you to a certain move, you're being led to birth a certain move of God, and he's calling you to the forefront, and you have children. I'm going to share more with you on how you can use Christ's example in him choosing the disciples. And again, Jesus knew when he chose the 13 that one was going to be a Judas. But my thing is, and my mainstay in me being able to do Brides of Christ Women's Ministry is being different. Amen. Let him show me my strength. Amen. Not trying to be like everybody else. Amen. And not being afraid to go it alone if I have to. And what I mean by alone, that means taking the lead and keeping the lead. Amen. So I'm excited to share more with you about how the Lord has brought me to this place and how he's taken me further. Amen. And how he'll do that. He'll do it. Amen. In such an ominous way, such a way where you're like, wow, God, I didn't know that was going to happen. Amen. So I'm excited. And I want to share more with you in part two of BLC Chronicles, the crushing defeat of the beast of the field, the bride queen crowned. And I hope that you will tune in. I will post the time and date. I just might just come on and just post it like I always do. But I'm excited. I'm excited. And I'm also going to touch on how important it is to have a foundation. If you're going to build anything, how important the foundation is. Amen. And and those of you who are birthing and launching our children, amen, how you need to make sure that the Lord is expanding you, amen, is quickening you and is doing a new thing with you, amen, that you allow him to do that new thing in you, amen, so our children can be free. Because if we're not free, they're not free, amen. And so a lot of my children's deliverance was dependent upon me. Amen. So we don't want to hold our children back or our grandchildren back because we are stagnated. Amen. I love you. Peace, blessings, and much love. And again, I'll post this to my Facebook, my Twitter feed as always. And I'll be back with you on this week to share part two, and as well as share with you the closing benediction of Ephraim's offering. Peace, love, and blessings.